My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 3, Jasmination. After a long day and the dinner, my colleague Yuri and I jumped into a taxi and escaped into the centre of Tianjin. The taxi dropped us at the Tianjin Eye, which is just like the London Eye, very big, big wheel, illuminated, and it's built on top of a bridge. Lights everywhere, all of the city buildings were heavily lit, a fantastic panorama of which I took tons of photos and exhausted my camera battery, and it was extremely cold. We bought a lantern from a man walking past the eye and lit that and watched it soar into the sky. For me, that was a commemoration of my father's death, which was approximately around that time. And I just thought, Dad, if you could see me now standing here in China and there's a wee light, there's a wee lamp for you. As we're walking along the river, every time we stopped and turned round to look at the eye in the buildings, we kept taking photos because the view became more and more spectacular. But then there was a weird and strange sound emanating from the dark. That strange sound, we never found the source of it. We just heard it, and it's a very haunting melody for me and one of my lasting memories. On our way back to the taxi, we passed a group of people doing Tai Chi in the dark in the shade of an old building, and that was quite spooky. I wanted to take a photo, but a flash would have to go off, and that would have meant disturbing them. As we raced back to the hotel, I reflected on a day of experiences compressed into short spaces of time, and I'm still trying to sort them out in my head. I woke to a very smoggy morning and I could hardly see the buildings opposite us. That made me suddenly realise the level of smog and air pollution in China. I hadn't really noticed it before because mainly I'd been out of the building, out of the hotel, in the dark. I'd been in meetings all day. I had not seen anything very much in daylight. More meetings, and the ladies of Perpetual Jasmine Tea yet again made sure that our mugs were always brimming with ever-weakening tea. I became convinced that those ladies were dedicated to the jasmination of the Chinese nation. One of the interesting things in meetings, when you're running with sequential translation, is that it gives you time to think. And I think we should have sequential translation even when we're back home and speaking in English. One of my valued colleagues had to make an impromptu speech, and he was saying the sequential translation meant that he had plenty of time to think of each line and tailor it appropriately before he had to say it, just because the translator was busy translating what he had to say into Chinese. Lunchtime came round, and I learned from my valued colleague Simon that in China, the lunch break used to be legally 2 hours, and people actually disappeared to rooms to sit in chairs and sleep. Sleeping in the middle of the day is something that's really quite Southern European in many ways, and there's another overlap between the habits of China and Europe. Indeed, when I was travelling on the bullet train later on in the trip from Tianjin to Beijing, I noticed in the bullet train magazine there is a product that's been developed that you wear on your head like a massive helmet, and it's to allow your head to rest comfortably on the table while you have your lunchtime sleep, and also to ensure that you get enough fresh air. Unfortunately, my suitcase was very, very full of kilt, so I had no extra space to put one of those in there. I have read that in Shanghai there are nap bars that play soft music and have alarms that go off that you set so that the executives can have a rest but not miss their meetings. Another great, terribly efficient way of managing the whole midday rest thing. Join me next time for Episode 4, You Could Eat Your Dinner Off It. Dad's Kilt Went to China is written and presented by Ken Gordon and is a Psychic Scone production.